Maulana, before we separate and before we leave, Maulana, if Maulana can maybe mention to us in your childhood days or over your many qurbanis and many Eids that you've experienced, any special memory, Maulana?
Maulana, I haven't gotten over my childhood when it comes to qurbani.
Right.
I'm still like a little child when it comes to qurbani. I get very, very excited and I really, you know, get very involved in this amal of qurbani. Many of my musallis, when they see me on Eid day, they can't believe that it's the same Maulana from the masjid. Because I'm totally messed and totally involved in the slaughtering and the skinning and all that goes with it. One of my fondest memories was my first qurbani. It was a huge goat that my father allowed me to purchase. We had gone to a farm to see some sheep. You know, people normally slaughter sheep.
Right.
I seen this huge goat in the back, and I told my father, you know, I want that goat.
Yeah.
I must have been about 12 years of age at the time, and my father asked the farmer, and the farmer says, no, no, man, that goat is not for sale, it's for breeding purposes.
Mm.
But I think the farmer may have seen the disappointment in my face, and after he had loaded whatever sheep, then he asked me, he says, young boy, you really want that goat? And I said, no, I definitely really want that goat. So I don't know what price it was and what he spoke to my father, but he allowed for us to take the goat. And it was the first time that I had actually slaughtered an animal with the guidance of my father, Allah Pak for this cover with Noor. And, you know, he allowed for me to make the zabah. And alhamdulillah, since that year, I don't think a year has gone by, you know, without slaughtering, without making, you know, physically slaughtering an animal. If I have to start talking about this morning, then your 5 o'clock time limit goes past it. But that's one of the, you know, the fondest memories, the first qurbani that I had ever made in my life. Allah Fakmus accept it.
Ameen.